Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a ministry that is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. By true Israel, I mean those who are still scattered around the world because of their disobedience to God, as explained in the Word of God. Those who say that they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, are the ones that currently occupying the nation of Israel as we know it in August 2024. It is not to them that I am talking. I am talking to the people of God, the people of the book. And so, in this prophecy, I am going to be recording the second part of a prophecy that I have just published, which is titled Godly Marriages and the Exiles of Israel. In that prophecy, we were looking at what life will be like for the youth who are willing or wishing to be getting married in the regathered land, the restored Israel, after he has brought his people back and is king over them and is their God and they are his people. There is an important part of that the Lord desired to add as information that we did not touch on in the first part. And that information pertains to the role of fathers in this whole process of marriage as we know it. The two visions that the Lord showed me, there was specific information in there that must be highlighted. In the first vision, the elder that came and scattered the young boys who were talking together and talking surrounding this girl, basically, well, they were not standing in a way that was surrounding her, but there were 4 or 5 boys and she was the only girl. She was stood there and she had no covering over her as a woman. And then this elder who came in to separate the little group was a man. It was a leader. It was those whom the Lord calls the lions of Israel. And the same thing for the second vision, the one who was proclaiming the betrothal of his daughter was her father. And once more, there comes the role of the man, the role of the father as a covering and protection over the woman, over the girl. And the Lord wants once more to speak to the men of Judah, because when the regathering, as it happens, it is going to begin with Judah. Just like it is written in Zechariah, we've read that scripture, that Israel will be delivered first of all through Judah. And then with Judah's deliverance, the rest of Israel will be lifted up. And with it, after Israel will be lifted up, the end times church and joined unto Israel to be regathered on the holy nation. And so, the Lord wants to emphasize on the fact that it is the man's responsibility to make sure that the order of the household is maintained, because it is to the man that he gave that responsibility of being the leader. You know, it is written in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3 that the head of every man is Christ, the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. The head of the woman is her husband. The covering of a girl is her father. This is the order of God. Women, if you cannot digest the truth, that is your problem. Take it up with God. Or don't take it up with God. Just be sad in your mind. And by the way, please excuse the background noise, the music. The neighbors have a way. And I'm not going to delay this one because the Lord wants it to come out. So I'm going to put it out. And so, the Lord wants the men of Judah to recondition themselves, to renew their minds. Because until the lions of Judah, as he calls them, rise up to their position as the leaders of the community, as the leaders of the home, nothing will move. The more you delay this process, the harder it is going to be, the longer it is going to take for us to be regathered back to the land of the promise. It is the lions who are going to lead this thing. And just like he showed in the visions, there is so much importance in how the families are organized. That is why that elder came and scattered that little group that has started to form right there, because a woman would not be allowed to be surrounded by the group of men without any kind of covering around her, or at least if it is just a group of youth and a group of youth talking to each other, then let it be a group of girls and a group of boys talking to each other in a way that is not ambiguous, and in a way that there is not one person who is literally praying, like looking at this woman like a prey, right? Full of lust. She was exposed basically in that situation. And the Lord has defined the man to be the one to step in and protect the women, protect the children. And so what happens when the man has lost that position? Society goes in a complete downfall. And you see it happen to Judah. Either the men are absent, or they are present, but they are too busy with the gangs, with the alcohol. They are too busy rapping to Future's latest album, or they are too busy cross-dressing as women. There is a serious problem. The Lord wants you to know that he is holding you, men, responsible for the situation in Judah, for the situation in Israel, because it is to the man that he gave this authority. The earth will submit to a man's authority in a way that no matter how long a woman tries, it will not. I repeat, the earth will submit to Adam's authority in a way that no matter how long Eve tries, it will not. Who was working in the garden? It wasn't Eve. Who was naming the animals? Eve wasn't even there. The man has inside of himself knowledge about this earth. The man has inside of himself a dominion over this earth that women could only wish they had. And this is just the truth. The man was sat there communicating with God, operating in his position as the leader, as the king of this garden that he was given dominion over by the Lord. He did that for some time before Eve came around, didn't he? It is when the Lord observed and said, "Look, I will make for him a helper. It's not good that he's alone like this. Let him have some company. Let him have someone that he can also be with, the way these animals have someone that they share with." So woman was created to be, you're not going to like this, but this is the truth, okay? Women, you're not going to like this, but it is the truth. Woman was created to be an extension of man. That is why she was taken out of the man. Man was created to be ruler over the earth. Both have dominion. Okay, let's not confuse this. because the dominion comes from the authority of the Spirit. You see, when you read Genesis, there are two parts in the creation, which I'm going to go and read out. Genesis 1. Give me a second, let me find it. Genesis 1 verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So here God is creating man as us, the spirit in us, which is the real us, right? Without the body, without anything, we are made in the image of God. God is spirit. God is not flesh. He was made, he came in the flesh to die for our sins and everything. But even out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, he said, God is spirit. So he's looking for people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we are told that we have God's image, it has nothing to do with the knees and the shoulders and the stomach that you have. It has to do with this first creation that he did. And to this creation, he gave dominion, right? So both, and he said, when you read here, it says, let us create a man. And man here, it is both male and female because it says, let them have dominion. So this image that God gave us has dominion over everything, the fish of the sea, the birds in the air. But, there is a specific authority . An anointing, yes, the word is anointing. There is an anointing that God put on the man by making him first. Ladies, you do not want to accept this. I do not care. It is the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is when you understand this that you will be set free. You are suffering in your life and you cannot find a husband because you do not want to accept this. And it's not even to you that I'm talking to. I'm talking to my brothers, to the lions of Judah, to the lions of the church, the lions of Israel. They need to regain their position. And then it continues in verse 27. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So, first the image, then the male and the female followed. Do you understand? The image is that which has the character of God. And it is in our image that we can host the authority, right? Over the earth that we gain when we accept Christ and we are reconciled to God, and then we are co-heirs in the inheritance that Christ received when he, and then he transferred that, the keys to dominate, right? The kingdom, king dominion, the dominion. He gave us the keys. He said, and then now I give you the keys that whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That we all have that. It is the first part of the dominion. But then God is creating now the institution of marriage. And he says, created him because he made the man first, and then he added the female to it. Male and female, he created them. And within this construct, then he says, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion. So there are two kinds of dominion. There is the spiritual part of the dominion, which we all possess, and that is why we are all made in God's image, and there is not a man who is above a woman in terms of intrinsic value, what your life is worth. Our lives are worth the same. And you can read that also in Galatians 3 verse 28, where Apostle Paul says, There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So in terms of your identity in Christ, in terms of the real you who is inside of you, that spirit, that soul, that's one thing. But then for the dominion, the second part of dominion, that is be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. What does subduing mean? Subdue means that something submits to you. It lays, it bows to you. For that part, that is where he installed the order of things. He said, created him. And then male and female. The female came after the male. And then there is the story of the creation of the female in Genesis 2. That she was taken out of the man to be a helper, a suitmate, a helpmate, to suit him, to be his companion. Women operate at their best when they are in that position in society. Men operate at their best when they are in the leadership position. And it has to begin in the home. Even at a society scale, it can even differ. Because a woman is not called to submit to any man. Just because you're a man, I'm not going to do everything you ask me to do. Especially if you're not in God's image. But I will submit to my husband. I will honor him. In the situation of the family, within the construct, which is the order of things. It starts with the family. But even without the construct, I don't even know how to. Father, please help me explain this thing. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. That there is a spiritual part, there is a part where there is the intrinsic value that we all have. No matter where you are, you have that value. There is not one person who is more valuable in terms of the life that they are, the soul that they possess. One man cannot be above a woman. The value of your life is not drastic, suddenly better than a woman's life because you're a man. Because you both have that image of God. But now you need to listen to me. Women, I pray that this will break that spirit of Jezebel inside of you. But when it comes to developing society, when it comes to enterprise, right? Enterprise in society, the stability of things, the part where he says, be fruitful, multiply. This is fruitfulness. This is having the heavens open over you, that you can receive things from God and operate in what you have received from God in a way that will be fruitful. Being fruitful does not only mean having children. Being fruitful means that you are producing a result that is pleasing to God. And for you to be able to produce a result that is pleasing to God at a large scale, that is where multiply comes in. At a large scale, there must be the following of that order that God set in place for you to be able to do that. For you to be able to fill the earth and subdue it, that order must be respected. You cannot get around it. And until the men of Judah, the men of Israel, the men of the church rise to take that position in their families, to protect the girls, to be a covering over the women, to lead, to push God's agenda forward. There is a specific anointing that is on the male child. to carry the vision of God. There is a specific anointing on the male to lead God's enterprise. There is a specific anointing on the male to carry the load, the responsibility of God's instruction for the family. The woman cannot do it, no matter how much she wants to tell herself, I'm a single mom, I can do it all. You can't. No matter how much she thinks, I too can run the country. You can try, but it will destroy you. Do you know why? Because there are specific things that were put in men that were not put in women. And those things in men make them more apt for this task of rulership. It is the truth. It's just the truth. Before Eve was in the picture, you know, Adam did not even think about this. The woman is God's idea. It's not Adam's idea. For Adam, he did not see that there was anything wrong with him, because he was operating already in that anointing that I'm talking about. It is God who saw that it would be better for him to be doing this with someone else. And with someone else, he would be able to spread himself at a larger scale. With someone else comes then the be fruitful, multiply. Do you understand what I'm saying? The be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, comes when Eve is part of the equation. Because Eve was brought so that what the man was doing alone can be expanded, can be fruitful, can multiply, can fill the earth, can subdue it. So the role of Eve is to complement what Adam was doing. Adam was already ruling over the Garden of Eden before before he even thought that an Eve would exist. So the Lord is calling to the Adams. And he's telling the Eves, go and fulfill your role to enable these men to be fruitful and multiply, to carry and to expand what the Lord is about to do for Israel. The women must take their position as helpers, and the men must take their positions as the leaders. If we do not have this order, we are going nowhere. Nowhere. And the Lord was very intentional in how he chose to portray the father who came on the pulpit with his daughter, even in mistake, even in being a false prophet, right? In that world, the father knew that it is me who is the covering over this woman, over this girl. And this is something that has been lost completely. When the father, in the first vision, if you've not listened to it, please go and listen to it. When the father called those young men and the woman to come and give an account and repent because of what was going on, he didn't say a word to the woman. I don't know if you noticed that. Go and listen to it. I told the story. Or go and read it on the website. thefruitfactory.co, type in godly marriages and the exiles of Israel. The Lord in the temple, when he was scorning them all, he did not speak to the woman. Because in that instance, the responsibility is on the man. And that is what the Lord is saying right now. that my men, the men of Israel, have seriously compromised themselves. And they are the reason that Israel is in the state that it's in, because they did not rise to the occasion. They dropped their role. And that is why they are so heavily attacked by Satan. Satan does not attack women like he does men. Forget it. If you're a married woman and Satan wants to get to you, he will first attack your husband. Because he knows that if there is no covering over you, he can do whatever he wants with you. Women do not stand against Satan without a covering over them. That is the order of God. That is why black women are so irritable in certain parts of Judah. In the majority part of Judah, we're just going to be honest. We don't have to cut corners here. That is why Jezebel has taken over Judah. Taken over completely. Judah of the United States, you are living, sleeping with Jezebel. Because the women were left uncovered. The girls uncovered. And the Lord wants that to return. It is the same thing that happened when Adam and Eve sinned. Did God speak to Eve? He said, Adam, where are you? He didn't say Eve. Why? Because there is the responsibility is on Adam. So where are the Adams of Judah? That is why the Lord has made me turn this microphone on again and record this. A call to the lions of Judah. Where are you? What are you doing? The two visions were very crystal clear that there is need for covering on the girl. And that even when in the ideal land where we are going to, in the holy nation, even when there are the false prophets, the men there know their position. And they know their responsibility towards the women around them. There is no second exodus until the men of Judah are returned to their position. None. None. So what are we going to do? Men of Judah, what are you going to do? Are you going to listen to this and act as if you didn't hear what the Lord is saying in this moment? Or are you going to finish listening to this and go in your prayer closet, get on your knees and say, Lord, I am ready to step up. No matter the cost, I am ready to step up. That is what the Lord is asking of his sons today. Are you going to step up? It is time to step up. The regathering is here. It is time to step up. It is time for you to be the lion, a lion of Judah. The Lord keeps using this term, so I'll keep using this term. Lion of Judah, lions of Judah. The pride is unprotected. The pride has been scattered. Who will bring the pride back together? It is not the lioness. It is you. Because you see, the lion, when he roars, the entire jungle shakes and trembles. No matter how much the lioness wants to roar, it will not have the same effect. The lioness will be there trying her hardest. But when the lion arrives and he opens his mouth, the jungle goes into complete submission. They are subdued, instantly subdued. The elephant runs away. The leopard looks for a hiding corner somewhere because the lion has roared. So where are the lions of Judah? Where are the lions of Israel? Where are the lions of the church? Says the Lord. The Lord is asking, where are you? Tell them that I am pointing my finger at every single one of them. And I am asking them the question directly in their face. Tell them, my daughter, that I am asking them, where have you been? Where have you been? Israel needs you. Where have you been? Says the Lord. This is the message that I had for today. There is really not much more to add to it. Where have you been? The Lord is asking the men of the Black community of America, where have you been? The Lord is asking the men of Africa, where have you been? Of Israel in Africa, where have you been? The Lord is asking the men of Judah, where have you been? The men of the church, where have you been? Why are you hiding? Come to me, says the Lord. Turn to me and I will guide your steps. Turn to me and I will restore your raw lion. I will put you back in your position as a king, but you're running away from me. Why are you running away from me? Why will you not turn to me? Why would you rather turn to that violent man who abuses you, but who you cannot detach yourself from? That person you call your mentor. Why will you run to him, but you will not run to me? Says the Lord. Why will you look up to Jay-Z, that criminal who eats people, violate women, kill children, but you will not turn to me? Says the Lord. Why will you beat your women, the ones you're supposed to protect? Why have you thrown away your crown? Why will you not turn to me? Says the Lord. So this is the word of the Lord. And I will pray for you, my brothers, because this has been weighing on the Lord's heart. He has been insisting on this thing, and he will not stop talking about it. The lions of Judah. Where are the lions? I cannot work without the lions, says the Lord. I cannot work without the lions. If I didn't have Moses, I wouldn't have worked. If I didn't have David, this is my modus operandi. I work with lions. Where are the lions? Says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, speaking to his lions and calling them to restoration. The restoration he promised, it is here. Now you just need to turn to him. The restoration he talked about, it is here. Now you just need to turn to him. He is ready to restore you in your position as a leader in your home, as a leader in society, as a dominator on the earth, that you will subdue the nations and be restored to your glory, just like he had promised. These are the words of the Lord. Do not ignore the Lord when he talks to you. If you're listening to this, go on your knees and repent before him and tell him, Father, I am ready to be restored. Lord, do with me as you please. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Do not restrict the work that the Lord wants to do in your life. The Lord is calling to his lions. Where are you? Where are you? I am looking for you, but you have gone out in hiding, the way that Adam went and hid after he sinned. But I am telling you that the time of hiding is over. It is over. It is time to come out of hiding and be restored to your glory as a lion of Judah, as a lion of Israel. And the world will watch and they will tremble at the sight of what I will do through you, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ himself. I am only a mouthpiece. I am only repeating what he's putting in my mouth to speak in this moment. Will you answer the call? Do not reject the Lord. Do not turn your back to him. He's calling to you. He's calling to the men. Do not turn your back to him, but answer the call. So thank you for tuning into today's broadcast. The Lord told me that it is all for the day, so I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you for tuning in, and if you desire to know more about what prophecy I'm talking about, because this is the second part, please go and listen to the prophecy titled Godly Marriages and the Exiles of Israel, or you can also read it on the website thefruitfactory.co. And please, if you find value in this resource, if you find value in this work, please rate it. Leave a rating. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and different platforms, wherever you're watching, please leave a rating, because it helps the podcast to be discovered by more people. We need the lions of Judah, the lions of Israel, to listen to this message. And do share it with the people that you think this might bring value to. So thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you in the next broadcast. Goodbye.